From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Majapinto. Hundreds of protesters gathered on Saturday to hold a vigil for Bernardo Palacios Carbajal, a 22-year-old man who died in an officer-involved shooting in Salt Lake City over Memorial Day weekend. KUER's David Fox reports it was the eighth consecutive day of protests against police brutality in the state's capital.
The vigil took place in the pouring rain. One day after the Salt Lake City Police Department released body cam video of the shooting, it shows officers firing more than 20 times and striking Palacios Carbajal in the back as he runs. For those who knew him, like his friend Sofia Alcala, the footage is especially horrifying, but she says she doesn't have time to mourn.
His family can mourn. The rest of us as a community need to come together and fight for Bernardo's justice and for Bernardo's family because they can't fight for themselves right now. They're just trying to get through the day.
Speakers at Saturday's event called for police department reform and for elected officials to take police brutality seriously. Among them was Koyum Koyum, a black man who moved to Salt Lake City over two decades ago.
Back then, it wasn't too many people of color. Now we're here. We have to know that we have a voice, and our voice matters.
Governor Gary Herbert and Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall have called for a swift and transparent investigation into the shooting, and the Salt Lake City City Council has vowed to take action. David Fox, KUER News.
In response to the recent protests, County Mayor Jenny Wilson is pledging to refocus and expand her Council on Diversity Affairs. Wilson recently announced the council will include people to address criminal justice reform, housing, and healthcare access in diverse communities. She says she wants to focus on measurable progress.
It's time we act to rapidly bring our community together, to roll up our sleeves, to expand our work, and to identify our systemic failures. We will work on policy change, and we'll do it quickly.
Wilson says the next phase of her plan is community engagement, which will include roundtable discussions and listening sessions. On Friday, around 400 people took to the street in Moab to protest inequality and police brutality. From KUER's Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger reports.
Protesters marched through downtown Moab before shutting down Main Street for an hour on Friday night. Seeing hundreds of people participate in the protest made Desiree Miller cry. The 23-year-old black woman helped organize the event and says she didn't expect so many people to show up.
For me to see this many allies in a predominantly white space and town was incredible. It feels as if the voices of the marginalized were finally heard.
16-year-old Ash Howe also helped organize the protest. He describes himself as a gay trans man and says it's important to stand up for other minorities.
If I hope for anything, it's change. And I want change of the systematic racism that's been here since the beginning.
That change could be coming. The mayor and Moab police chief issued a proclamation last week promising to review the department's policies and create a forum for residents to suggest changes. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.
Utah saw another big jump in new COVID-19 cases over the weekend. The State Department of Health reported 547 cases on Saturday and 266 on Sunday, plus one death. Bear River Health District, which includes Cache County, now has the third largest number of total cases in the state. The increase there is related to an outbreak at a meat processing facility. Most of the state is in the yellow or low-risk phase of the pandemic response. Salt Lake City and the towns of Bluff and Mexican Hat are still in the orange or moderate risk phase. One of the rarest weather events occurred over the weekend in Utah, a derecho. The National Weather Service says the derecho, a widespread, long-lived windstorm blowing in a straight line with damage over more than 250 miles, with gusts of at least 58 miles an hour plus well-separated gusting of at least 75 miles an hour, has been documented just twice in the western United States. The agency says the derecho started in southeast Utah Saturday morning, with severe wind reported eastward to southwest North Dakota. Over some 12 hours, winds averaged 60 miles an hour. The strongest gust reportedly blew at 110 miles an hour in Grand County, Colorado. I'm Diane Majapinto, KUER News.